Today on Friday Live, we have a woman who in 2007, with her song Tailwind, became the only Australian songwriter to have won the country category of the International Songwriting Competition. Ladies and gentlemen, live in the studio, it's Harmony James!
And it's not Harmony James like I remember Harmony James.
Are you saying I've changed?
Well, you've shaved your head. You've got a shaved head.
Don't judge me. I see you.
I'm not judging. Yes,
we
I am.
We share the same hairdresser.
Yeah, we do. Did you say before you are a hairdresser?
No. Gosh, no.
What are you?
What am I? Yeah. Good question. I'm a multi-talented person.
Oh, I know. I love your stuff.
Oh, thanks.
But you've taken your foot off the pedal a bit, you were telling me.
I've eased right up.
Why?
Well,
was it too hard?
A combination of factors. It's certainly not going to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So when you get to a certain age, you have to think, all right, let's stop indulging and start being smart, just in case I live to the estimated age of 85.
Now, just wait. Let me just jump in here.
Oh, jump in.
Because
away.
Your recorded stuff
yes.
is just fantastic. And I think people would think, I think that's how that people are when you're on television. You
yes.
know, they go, oh, how successful are they?
Yes,
they must be
yes.
making a mozza.
Yes.
You know, and Harmony James, that everyone knows your name and your songs. That's true. That's
Thank
true.
You.
I'm not.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not bullshitting. and you're right. You can't make a living out of it.
No, you can't. And you know, I think when you're young and hungry, you can put a lot of energy into that, and you can say, "Oh, I'll have a punt." And I had a punt, and I had some very good fortune. But the truth is, at some point, you think, how much of it is dream chasing, which is great, and how much of it is being silly? And the nervous scared me doesn't want to end up destitute. So I'm like, okay, I need to set up something that can sustain my life and then figure out how to do music as well.
That is what music does to you, though, out here. You know, like in America, well, you know, I went to a park there called Knottsbury Farm and I saw a band there, the Grassroots, that I was playing their music in the 60s, so there's still you can still make a living out of it. But here, it's tough.
It is tough. And it was really interesting because at the time that I sort of decided, okay, I'll rein it in for a bit, my record deal had completed. I'd done all the records that I was required to do with them. My publishers had sold to another publisher, so I didn't have the same sort of family of people rooting for me. And my manager, who had been a famous musician way back, was on his third or fourth wave of nostalgia hype and was back touring. And I was like, wow, perfect storm of, okay, take a breather.
Can I ask who he was?
His name is Herm Kovac, and he was Styx for Ted Mulry Gang.
Oh.
And would you believe, Ted's no longer with us.
No,
but,
I know.
But Herm's actually back touring again.
I know Herm.
With the Ted Mulry Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really quite funny seeing me step back as this old school guy was getting another flush, and I was just like, wow, man, this is tough.
Yeah, retro seems to like that.
Yeah,
retro
does.
Thing is coming, because I got a call from an agent the other day out of I think Melbourne, and he wants to tour Agro's Cartoon Connection. So I was a puppet on TV and everyone used to watch Agro in the morning, and he wants to do every capital city with Agro's Cartoon Connection, with Crikey and Gibbo and, you know, Ranger Stacey.
And nostalgia's huge. Unfortunately, I think my stuff's only about 10, 11 years old, so I don't think I count as nostalgia.
But I can see where you – I can – look, because I think everyone in music on this side of the fence, not the listeners. The listeners think that you're making lots of money.
Yeah.
And that you'll do that, and that's what a great way to make a living. But really,
and
it's tough.
Yeah, and they don't realise, and so you get asked for a lot of favours, and you know, can you come and do this thing for fundraising? And you kind of, part of you really wants to help, and part of you goes, "Come on, man, I'm not getting paid. Like, how am I supposed to pay my mortgage?"
I always go, "I'm going tonight,"
yes.
And I went last week.
Yeah, I mean, you say yes, but at some point you're like, "Oh, I just, you know." Anyway, it's all good, but I just I'm working on trying to upskill so that I can earn money and then figure out how to have my cake and eat it too.
Yeah, hard to do, because music, you can only succeed in music if you put 158% to it.
True.
You can't really succeed if you're doing 70%. So it's a terrible place to be. You're not alone.
Well, which is why I'm calling it a hiatus, because I'm not, I don't want to be sort of, yeah, but nah. So I've stepped back, chilling out. I can write songs when I have the time.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, at some point I may jump back on the horse.
Well, jump on the horse now and play something for us. Hang on, we've got to get set up, though. What are you going to play
for
us?
I'm going to play something morbid after this. You know that, right?
No, whatever you want. Friday Live.
Sorry, Friday. Sorry. It's about... I know you're all pumped, so you can handle it.
No, whatever you want to play. Hang on, I've got to get... I've just got
That's
to get...
a good noise.
I've got to get the mic. Yeah. I've got to get the mic over
Give
where we had
Give me a mic.
It.
All right.
Okay, and just strum that guitar a little yes. bit so Clay can get it. All righty. There we go.
It's dark and it's cold. I got no place to go, and I'm scared again. Scared again. I ain't gonna sleep while I'm rigid with fear, but in spite of it all, I'm still here. All that I wanted was somewhere that I could belong. A comfort life of fear. Figure out where I went wrong. There's no love in a world like this. I won't stop the tears once they start. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone else to be found with. I'm hungry, afraid. It's too long since I paid me a visit to somewhere warm or felt safe. Wishing I may curl up and lay safe in some caring arms. Is it too late? All that I wanted was somewhere that I could belong. A comfort life of me. There's no love in a world like this. I won't stop the tears once they start. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone else to be found with a homeless heart. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone else to be found with a homeless heart.
Wow. Given what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, I do dark.
That's not dark. I didn't want it to finish.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to hear more. I wanted to live with it. Man, how old is that song?
Not super old. I'm not writing much because I'm very, very busy with my other stuff. But every now and then I get a moment and I try and crack something out. So I've got I've got stuff bubbling along. I've got, you know, a dozen songs that are sort of sitting there eating at me going, do I, don't I? But I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, that's quality though. That's like.
Yeah.
Can't you tell that is like, don't you go, man, I've got to get that down. I've got to get in a studio.
Part of me does. And then another part of me goes, if I release it right now and don't commit to it, can my ego live with not supporting it and therefore having it unheard? Because if you just release music and don't push the heck out of it, it sits somewhere and does nothing.
Well, you know, I heard Dan Sultan on Eli's show, and he was saying that he's disappointed because he had such a thump with his last album, and this one, everyone's gone,
Well, Tailwind came out and shocked people because I was unheard of and new, and I had the element of surprise, and people blew wind up me, and, you know, it felt very emboldening. And then the next two albums didn't do as well, and that's really like it rocks you, it knocks your confidence, and I come across as this brash, tough chick, and I'm relatively tough, but I have an ego, and it can be hurt. And
well, let me stroke it for a moment.
Stroke it that for me, song, James. I need it.
That song. I'm sitting here thinking, man, I wish I was producing that. I can hear. You know, it's such a strong story song. That's great.
Yeah. So I do reel from calling it retirement to hiatus because I feel like at some point the bug will bite and I just have to be ready. You know, I have to be able to support it.
But it's interesting that because you said to me you're supposed to be on at 8 o'clock and you said to me, any chance of going earlier? I've got to be at work by 9. And we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like this creative, like Harry over there is creative. How long have you known him?
Oh,
Clay, I mean.
Harry. Yeah, I was like, Harry? Oh, I haven't known him long enough to know his name's Harry. Yeah.
Oh, I think it would have
Clay
been.
Was little. You would have been a tween, eh?
Yeah.
Young fella.
Probably,
sweet young fella.
10 or 11.
And then I just have this, like, almost face blindness. I don't recognise people easily.
Yeah, same.
And I remember once there was this young man in Tamworth, like, at the age where you wouldn't expect a young man to be friendly. And he was smiling, beautifully smiling at me. And I was like, well, that's unusual. And then I kept walking and then I went, oh, crap, it's Clay.
That idiot totally, over there.
Yeah. I totally just, like, didn't respond appropriately. Like, I was just kind of like, that's odd. And then I realised I knew him, but he changes and I'm a little face blind. So, but great.
Would you be offended if we played Tailwind?
I wouldn't be offended. It's my fave. It's my fave.
Is it?
I have very fond associations with that song.
Well, I saw you play it live on the veranda of the farm.
We true, had that, before that I fell asleep in the middle of your party. Yeah. I'm a sleepy one.
I think that's a good out.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for
having
me.
You get to work.
Yeah, I'll rush off now. Cheers.